This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy, dictating Disability Determination Services on John Paul Anthony Garcia, patient's last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, first name J-O-H-N-P-A-U-L, middle name A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of birth is August 22nd, 2003. Date of visit 11/27/23. Internal medicine examination. Claimant John Paul Anthony Garcia. Fiscal ID 35295459. Date of birth August 22nd, 2003. Date of exam 11/27/23. The above examinee was sent for consultative examination. It was explained prior to the exam the purpose of the exam and further explained that no physical or patient relationship would be established. It was explained that any treatment issues or concern are for the examinee are concerned for the examinee and his physician, private physician. He apparently was seeing a pediatrician for his primary care. Informant, patient, allegations. He states that he's forgetful, not unable to pay attention. He's quite distracted, and sometimes he would say what he wants to say, even though he knows that's not the right thing. And he says it's hard to follow instructions. It would have to be instructions would have to be repeated 3 times before he can understand and do it. History of presenting illness. Patient claims that he was diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 9 or 8, and since then has been on some kind of medication. Now he is currently on treatment for the same period. He also states that he was overweight and weighed more than 300 pounds at one time, and he was referred for gastric sleeve surgery, laparoscopic gastric sleeve surgery, underwent a surgery last year, and has lost a lot of weight. Currently, is about 229 pounds. At that time, probably a patient says that he thinks his blood pressure and blood sugar were high. He also past medical history, past history of type 2 diabetes mellitus and past history of hypertension, past history of asthma, which he has outgrown. He has not had a recent attack. History of sleep apnea, which, and he does use a CPAP machine. He does not think he needs it anymore, but he is still using it for safety reasons, period. He states that his blood pressure has normalized in the surgery, but he has not had a lab done for diabetic check, period. Past surgical history, gastric sleeve, laparoscopic gastric sleeve surgery in 2022, he cannot recall what month, period. Medications, he's on Focalin, that's a brand name for dexmethylphenidate XR, 25 milligrams one a day. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, he has 2 brothers in good health. They're younger to him. He has 1 sister who's just 1 year younger to him. She is in good health too. He does have a family history of heart problems and diabetes though. His maternal grandfather had heart disease, which required stenting, cardiac stenting. Social history, he is single he does not smoke or drink alcohol, does not use any recreational drugs. He is employed at this time. He works for Sanderson Farms as a chicken, hanging chickens on the poultry line. He does work from 4:30 in the afternoon till 12 midnight period. That's about 7 hours or so, sometimes more, sometimes less. His previous job was in a fast food restaurant, hot dog restaurant. Instead, he was fired due to some issues. Vital signs, he is 5 feet 7 inches tall, weight is 229 pounds, blood pressure is 110 over 64, pulse 54 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96 degrees, BMI 36. He's right-handed. General appearance, he is a pleasant appearing male patient who appears his stated age. He's a no distress. HEENT exam, normocephalic, atraumatic, sclera, non-icteric, conjunctival, no conjunctival petit K. His oropharynx exam was normal without any exudate or erythema. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, no lesions in the nares, pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, extraocular movements were normal. Snellen chart vision test was right eye 20 by 20, left eye 20 by 20, both together 20 by 20. Neck, no thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy, no masses felt. Cardiovascular, JVP norm, not distended. Regular rate and rhythm without any murmurs, rubs or gallops. Carotid and dorsalis pedis, radial, posterior tibial were all equal and normal bilaterally. Lungs clear to auscultation. No rolls or ronchi or wheezing. Abdomen, soft, not tender. No organomegaly, no masses appreciated. Well-healed laparoscopic surgical scar scene. Bowel sounds are normal. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis or edema. Skin, good turgor and texture, no lesions. Neurologic, general exam. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and thing. Has good eye contact and fluent in speech. His mood was appropriate. His memory was normal at this exam. He was paying attention to what I was telling him here. He was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were intact. Cerebellar, gait was steady. He does not use any assisted device for ambulation. Hand-eye coordination was good. Muscles, no palpable muscle spasms. Muscle strength is 5 by 5 in all four extremities. Reflexes, symmetric in biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and acculus distribution. Nervous system, sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout. Straight leg gracing test was negative bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, tenderness, deformity. Claimant was able to lift, carry, and handle light, objects. He was able to squat and rise from that position with ease. The claimant was able to get up from sitting position without assistance and no difficulty getting up or down from the exam table. He is able to walk on heels and toes. Tandem walking was normal. He could stand on one foot bilaterally. Claimant could dress adequately well. He was cooperative and a good effort during exam. Review of system, GI, denies any nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, constipation. GU denies any problem with urination. No burning sensation or frequency of urination. Respiratory, no recent cough, shortness of breath, musculoskeletal, denies any joint pains or muscle aches. Possible limitations. The claimant can be expected to sit, stand, and walk normally in an 8-hour work day with normal breaks. The claimant does not need any assistive device for ambulation. Lifting limitations, none at this time. There is no limitations on bending, stooping, crouching, squatting, and so on. The claimant is expected to perform these acts normally. Next is, there is no, it does not have any limitations on reaching, handling, feeling, grasping, fingering. There is no relevant visual or visual impairment, period. He claims that he does have some problem with following following instructions without problems. He is right-handed. Based on the history and physical exam, based on the physical exam, he has no limitations. Based on the history, he does have some limitations as far as following instructions properly. He claims he is forgetful and he's distracted. He claims he's distracted. Recommendations would be for patient to continue his medical therapy as he is, without having a blood sugar exam or hemoglobin A1C. I cannot comment on the status of his diabetes. He's certain, and at the same time, I cannot comment on the on his kidney functions. Period. He would need a proper dilated fundus exam for retinopathy evaluation. If his lab reports are abnormal. No lab report was ordered at this time. His blood pressure is under control at this time. He seems to have outgrown his asthma, period. With so much weight loss, he probably has improved regarding his sleep apnea. It is hard to say whether he needs the CPAP machine or not at this time. Another formal sleep study would have to be done in order to assess that.